Well, I guess I just need clarification because the reporting area is so vague, I really can't tell what I'm going to bring up underneath it. So it says report for administration. So I would bring up the lack of audits. I just don't know because the item, I can't tell if it's underneath there or not because it's just report for administration. Utilities department, I can't tell if the budget for the utilities department or if they've been working on a budget, but I have budget questions there. So it goes through the agenda. The fire department, I would say, is probably the most comprehensive in kind of assessing what the future holds and have been very, very active there. So it goes on and on. It says another request for another delay in an operating budget is on number 9, and the old business list is rapidly growing. So I would, I don't quite know where to fit in no annual budgets and past audits and operating this way. So Madam President, I'd love to answer your questions, and yes, I do. I have lots and lots of questions, but I just don't know where it fits in on this agenda.
Maybe a point of reference on the reports from administration and utilities department. Those are their normal reports they give when Phil on the utilities. Unfortunately, he's not here tonight. But
I don't know if they include operating budgets for those departments. We don't get them ahead of time, so I have no idea if I'm asking or not.
All right, thank you. Vern?
I don't have anything.
Jim?
This week we had a long-term employee, Cindy Winter, resign from the district. Cindy's been with the district for 26 years and has given excellent service in that time. I'm very sorry to see her leave the district. She was one of the stalwarts in the front office, and if you had business with the front office staff, you've probably met her and are familiar with Cindy. We're very sorry to see her leave, but wish her and Norm very well in the future. I notice also on the budget, as Mary did, and I'm sorry, on the agenda, the old business list is getting longer, but some very important things are left off of it. I find that significant. And the things that are left off are the budget, which is, it would have been a year behind, but now that we've rolled over into a new fiscal year, we're 2 years behind in our audits. Our budget is still not here. We have no budget. So those things, I guess the budget is kind of a tentative thing for interim funding is on there, but we still have no budget. I was perusing the California Special Districts Association newsletter, which they publish monthly, and in the last issue they had some items dealing with financial themes, being that the June 30th and July 1st is the rollover of the fiscal year. And they talked about the potential for fraud in districts such as this, and it says, know some of the common red flags for fraud. And it goes and gives a list of 9, and I thought to myself, how many of these might apply to OCSD? So here's the list. Long-time trusted employee holds many financial duties. Check. Yes, that applies here. Small accounting staff lacks segregation of duties. Check. In fact, our last audit, the auditor pointed that out as a significant weakness in our practices here. So that definitely applies. And I want to be following up on that. Change occurs in an employee's lifestyle, divorce, extramarital affair, lavish style. Pleased to say we've not seen that here. Bank reconciliations are not prepared or are incomplete. Another one, auditor tells us, we don't even do it. So yes, that applies here. Employees who take no vacations are very seldom out sick. We've had a lot of illnesses. I think the employees probably take vacations, so that one doesn't seem to apply here. Adjusting entries are unusual or confusing. Back to the auditor's report. Check. Yep, we got that. Original records are not maintained or disorganized or missing. Well, jury's out on that one. I'll take a 50%. Purchase. I think Justice Brandeis was right. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. So that's what we got going on here, and I expect that the auditor's recommendations are going to be seriously addressed with some written policies that are appropriately enforced. That's my expectation as a director, and I'm charging the staff with making sure that that gets implemented. That's my comments for this evening.
Pamela?
None at this time.
And I have none at this time. Review and approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes and see if there's anything they see that needs to be corrected?
I have one. On the July 22nd, 2009 minutes, on 6A, on the last sentence, the board directed staff to draft a street lighting ordinance and present it to the board for approval. Actually, that street lighting ordinance stuff went to the ad hoc committee, and
yes,
that was you and me.
Yes.
So, correct, the board directed the ad hoc committee
right,
to draft.
And you might want to put our names on who's there.
Any other corrections or additions? I don't think we can, we'll have to approve these.
I wasn't
separately.
Here July 22nd,
yeah.
So you could take that
yeah.
one separately.
Yeah, we'll have to take. I need a motion for the July 22nd, please.
We have three sets in front of us. Is that the case?
Yes, but this one has to be by itself because Jim was not here. On the
right, but I would feel much more comfortable if people knew that we had three meetings, three sets of minutes in front of us, and we are taking separate votes on each and every minute. I just think it's more factual.
Looking for a motion for the July 22nd minutes, please.
I'd move that we approve the minutes for July 22nd, 2009, as amended.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
President Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Howe?
Abstain.
Okay. Now, we have August 12th and the special meeting of August 19th. Were there any corrections or additions to the August 12th minutes? Any corrections or deletions to the special meeting of August 19th?
I have a question, President Mann.
Yes, ma'am.
At what point in the structure do we follow up on commitments from staff? Because when I read over these minutes, when I see that there's commitments and they haven't been followed up, it's really hard for me to endorse the minutes. And although I realize it's just simply endorsing that we've received them and read them, but there's never there's minimal action on them. So that's one reason why I want them separated. But it's hard for me to pass a meeting with things that have never been followed up on.
Okay. I believe I will ask counsel, we're approving the minutes as presented or corrected. If there's something that staff hasn't followed up or a committee hasn't followed up, I think that could be brought up at a different time.
It should be brought up at a different time. What passing the minutes is that the board is voting on whether or not that's an accurate reflection of what happened at the meeting. So any indiscrepancies that you notice as to what actually happened is the meeting you would bring up here, and if there's something that wasn't followed up on, you would bring it up at whichever spot of the, you know, part of the agenda tonight that you feel is necessary.
Okay, thank you.
So, once again, August 12th, are there any corrections, deletions to August 12th? Looking for a motion, please.
Move approval of the August 12th minutes as presented.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Now we will take the minutes for the special meeting of August 19th. Are there any corrections or additions to this? Everybody had a chance to look at them? I'm looking for a motion, please.
I move that we approve the August 19th, 2009 minutes.
Statements for the directors to the county and administration finalized for the water department the annual consumer confidence report. And this is done by sending a certification to the state environmental health department, just verifying that it did go out, it was on a timely basis, and it had been blessed by the state first. We finalized the routine monthly nitrate and selenium reports that go to the county and the state. And we prepared two will serve letters and one fee letter. The two will serve letters, one is for a replacement residence on 15th Street. That's Nicholson. The second one is for an addition to a commercial unit on Beach Street. That's Chavez. One fee letter was prepared for Jubelt, which is a commercial development that will be on Como. We spent considerable time finalizing the hazard abatement program, reviewing all the maps, making sure that the billings were correct. We did the same with the garbage company delinquent fees that were submitted. The final proof document for both garbage and hazard abatement were submitted to the county on August 19th so that they will be put onto the tax rolls for 2009-2010. And to conclude the 2009 fireworks program, the cleaning deposits were returned to the vendor. On July 7th, we sent out we prepared 132 utility billing door hangers, which were hung the next day, July 8th. Services were disconnected on July 13th for 25 accounts that had not paid at that point. As of today, two accounts are still disconnected. Both of those units are uninhabited. And currently, staff is working with the engineer and county on the CDBG DRI-funded sewer rehabilitation project. We've been working with a financial analyst for the past several weeks to ensure that we will be ready for the auditors on August 31st, and we're also working on the 910 budget. And as a point of clarification, Ms. Winter has not resigned. She has submitted a notice of intent to resign for physical reasons.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Are there any questions of staff on the administration report?
Did you have an opportunity to look at the annual budget or submit a draft of an annual budget, an operating budget, something that the board can get?
Are you talking about 2009-2010?
Well, yeah, great. Let's take current, yes.
It's on the agenda to be discussed this evening.
But was there any staff time able to spend on preparing something for this board to have in our hands? Is something?
Are you asking if we're working on it, or if we have something to present to you tonight? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
The question is that as an elected official sitting on a board a couple times a month, we'd like to know if there's anything in writing showing where our taxpayer dollars go. Is there a budget being prepared?
Yes,
we're into our now. You're requesting a third extension, and I have bills in my packet that have to be paid, that Juan endorsed, and so you addressed everything under the sun except for the finances, which seemed to be the sore spot. So maybe if you can't physically hand us something, maybe you could verbally pacify us.
I did mention in the report that we are working on both the audit and the budget. More information will be provided to you later on the agenda.
Okay.
Any questions from the public?
I just have one comment, if I might.
Sure, I'm sorry, Jim.
Again, I find it suspicious that of the weed abatement, one of the things that happened was the weed abatement delinquencies were turned into the county. And I note again that one of our management employees' property was one of the properties that showed up on the weed abatement list and was forgiven. And that somewhat troubles me. At the least, I would expect that our employees would keep the weeds down on their property as to set an example, if nothing else. And I still find that whole situation disturbing.
Excuse me, for a point of clarification, is there a specific management employee?
That report 2 months later is, I find it insulting.
You're incorrect in the analysis and chronology of what happened, and I have mentioned that the board could review any of these appeals at any time. An error was made in more than one property. Some of those were adjusted at the staff level where they were obvious mistakes. I've always said if you wanted to review the staff work on that, the board could review that.
My recollection of it was that the person that was charged didn't own that piece of property.
And that happened actually in two cases where we had sent notifications to them and then discovered that the people that we sent the notices to did not actually own the property and weren't responsible for the weed abatement on that property. And the same determination was made for the Davis situation. And if the board would like to review any or all those, we'd be glad to bring it back and you could review it, and it would provide direction for next year on how we handle appeals.
Thank you.
Why don't you provide us with that information, please, in our next packet, at least in my packet, because I've visually seen it but not read the report.
I will distribute the written appeal that was made for the Davis property to all board members under separate cover, if that's acceptable.
Yes.
That's fine.
Anything else on admin's report? Any comments from the public? None. The report of the utilities supervisor, he is unable to attend tonight. His report will be at the next meeting. Fire items. Kevin, you want to talk about the RFP?
Yes. There is a staff report on this from John Wallace, a district engineer. The recommendation is that you make a motion to direct staff to solicit bids for the diesel exhaust system. We've reviewed for you a brief history and chronology of this project, the obtaining of the assistance to firefighters grant, the amount of money that we set aside, the original budgeted intent, and so forth. We have overcome, I think, all the obstacles, including contacting Department of Homeland Security regarding, you know, the modification to the building, which needs their approval now. And this project is ready to go and needs no further permits or approvals. We're ready to go out to bid. The fire committee reviewed this last night, went over the report,
received information from our fire staff and recommends that you move to direct staff to solicit bids for the diesel exhaust extraction system.
John, do you want to add, Captain Bova, do you want to add anything to this?
I've been working with Doug Grosshart at Wallace and Associates, and he's doesn't have any other questions of me, and he's recommending that we move forward.
Well, I want to, in behalf of the board, take this opportunity to thank you for all the extra work you put into this, and tell you how much we appreciate your hard work.
Well, you're welcome. I hope we see the system hanging out here before the end of the year.
That will be very nice. Are there any questions on this from the board? Any comments from the public? If not,
I'd just like to ask one question. Were you going to transfer funds from one area to another for this $4,600?
What $4,600?
Is it? I take it that's what you're requesting, right? The shortage.
It's the
originally it was a matching,
it's a small matching
of less than
5%. Right. It's difficult to see how it works out. If you tally it up, and this figure was in the was approved by the board some months back, it's actually $6,664 is what the OCSD's share will be on this because of the deal that the Fed's made.
Okay, if you would,
Yes, there's a transfer for from the contingency account to cover the additional required funding.
Isn't actually budgeted for the fire department contingencies or from reserves. So is it coming from unused grant money that you're redirecting, or is it coming from?
These are from our regular revenue sources that were budgeted.
Regular?
Yeah, property tax mainly.
Okay.
That were budgeted in the different line item accounts. And
I'm sorry I have to ask you all these questions. I just don't have any paperwork at all. I have old budget stuff, and so I know it's a gruesome process, but I don't know. How can I make a decision if I fiscally don't know where the funds are coming from? So I just need contingencies and reserves is too broad for me to say where is the money coming from. I'm in support of it, but where is it coming from? Because I don't have a budget.
Do you have the line item budget from that in... This was budgeted last year, correct?
This is last year's budget.
Yeah, I have last year's budget.
And that's where this is budgeted.
Right, that's correct.
They can probably tell you the line item for that dollar amount.
So that, too, is going to change because Mr. Bowie just said that things were changing. So
well, the Fed's...
Director Walsh, so would you suggest that I... maybe take a percentage of a cut from old financial information that I have to try to get closer to a factual cost? I'm trying to be as clear as possible, but...
I think when the bids come back, they will say what the price is.
Where is the money going to come from, the additional funds that are going to be requested for this piece of...
Somebody can give you the
equipment.
Line item number and the amount right now.
Okay, if it's redirected, general, I don't care. You say taxes. We know the taxes. The fire department just got cut drastically, so I can't imagine any tax money going towards this. So is it from someplace else, a donation, a bake sale, you know?
Perhaps Director Lucy's question... we've rolled over a new fiscal year, and last year we approved transferring from the contingency that last year's budget that you're looking at there to fixed assets to cover the expected shortfall. But now the expected shortfall is going to be a little bit different. So Are we accounting for this project, I guess, on last year's budget?
With a 8% cut?
Or there's no 8% cut on last year's budget.
It was full property tax last year.
Right, so...
100%
yeah,
full property
but we're
tax.
Getting...
And this came out of last year's property tax, their contingency fund.
It's
I'm
still
not sure
sitting
the line
there.
Item, but I have the budget.
It's 01-4100.
Right, you took this action in January last year. That was midway through the 08-09 fiscal year budget. And if you look at the budget for fire under what's called expenditures on page 50, you will see at account number 380, there's a contingency. You had budgeted for unexpected expenditures,
right,
items that needed to be purchased that weren't budgeted for, or items that perhaps cost more than originally intended. And so when this grant came in at somewhat less than the expected amount, and we had a cost estimate from vendors and could see the difference, you determined that we would need to make up $4,600 and change to be able to fund the project. And you authorized a move from the contingency line item, which is here on the budget on page 50, over into this various grant funds, I think, is the line item that's there that covered this. I guess the question is, well, now we're in a different fiscal year and a different budget scenario and different revenues and expenses. I guess if the board wants to re-look at this sort of de novo or of new from new, as it were, that you could do that. However, this was an expenditure that was authorized in last year's budget and contained in last year's budget and paid for from those funds and revenues that were received last year.
Am I mistaken, or I don't know whether I remember correctly, but didn't the Fed changed what they were going to give us?
I would move that we direct staff to solicit bids for the diesel exhaust extraction system.
I second that.
Any other board discussion on this? Any comments from the public? None? Okay. Do I need a roll call on this one or not?
Mm-hmm. I think no. That would be best.
Yes.
Roll
yes.
call. Roll call, please.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Luthy?
I'm going to abstain.
President Mann?
Yes. Okay. Moving to item 8A, cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water lines. Public contracts code section 22050C1 requires that the governing body orders any action after the emergency has been declared. The governing body shall review the emergency action at its next regularly scheduled meeting and at every regularly scheduled meeting thereafter until the action is terminated to determine by 4/5 vote that there is a need to continue the action. We've had this going on ever since the earthquake. The recommended action is by board discussion, public comment, motion, second, and roll call to determine 4/5 vote that we need to continue. So I'm now asking for board discussion.
None.
We must be getting close to the end of this.
We've been saying this for what, 5 years?
Correct, right up till now.
It seems like we say that every month.
The work is basically complete, is it not?
And so not well, aren't they on the last... last section of it now? Okay, is there any public comment on this? Okay, bring it back to the board. Need a motion and a second, please.
I move that we continue the disclosure of the emergency declared by the Board of Directors concerning the cleaning and inspection of the district sewer and water mains.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Hill?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Luthy?
I abstain from vote.
President Mann?
Yes. Okay. Administrative items. The interim funding for the period August 27th through September 09, while the budget for 2009-10 is in progress, there's a resolution attached to the paperwork saying the amount that staff is requesting. We'll talk about it. Board discussion.
I have quite a bit of discussion on this.
Okay. Item. Give us a minute to read this.
So
we can read it. I'm looking at the estimate of our current financial status, lacking really any official roadmap of where we are. And I note the general manager's term, the death spiral, which kind of seems like where we might be. And I looked at our operating budget from last year, the budget that was approved by the board. And I note that the fire department operated within their budget last year, although no reserve funds were budgeted for the department. In 2009-10, suspension of Prop 1A will cost the fire department 8% of their property tax revenue, or about $60,000. Shortfall of tax revenue due to economic conditions will result in loss of another about $3,750, for a total shortfall in the fire department this year from last year of about $63,750. The street lighting fund is also subject to the same proportionate cuts as the fire department, because that's our other operating fund that's supported by property taxes. That's a much smaller fund than the fire department, obviously, but I think that the result of that is we won't even be able to consider a new street light this year, where we would like to do that. The 2008-09 budget, that's last year's budget, assumed a significant mid-year rate increase to balance the water and sewer funds, $500 last year. No reserves were budgeted for the sewer department last year. Our actual collections were less than projected due to economic conditions. No request to transfer the funds again. Not sure where we're at. What are our reserves? We keep asking. No answers. 2008-09 administrative expenses were budgeted at $651,650. Included are administrative staff salaries and attorney fees. Administrative expenses have been a crushing burden on the fire department, also on utility operations. Although the board has budgeted $20,000 for the past 2 years to fund a more efficient and less costly accounting system, no exploration of such has ever been undertaken. Our legal costs exceeded budget by $50,000. Those expenses are not carried on the district's books and have still not been accounted for, but we have a $50,000 bill hanging on over our head that's not being dealt with. The projected shortfalls, and I've made some charts that I can put up on the wall. There are projected shortfalls: $63,750 from the fire department, $295,000 in the water department, $40,000 in the sewer department. Those are my estimates. But I've checked with the general manager, and I believe, Kevin, you said that those are probably reasonable estimates, that we're in pretty serious shape. That's almost $400,000 that we're going to be short of budget here. That's the budget that nobody seems to come up with. But if you're watching what's going on here, that's where we're at. So I'm looking at some pretty radical ideas for cost savings there. And my radical ideas, I'll put up my little charts here so folks at home can follow along.
This stuff is all going to be gone over in the finance committee.
So I've heard, Vern. I've had
same stuff as last year.
Well, I mean, that's the committee meeting agenda.
I've got this.
Well, it's just a question.
If I had gut satisfaction in the finance committee, I might be intending to do something a little bit different. But we'll start out. Here's our projected shortfalls. OE09 close to $300,000 short. That's going to come out of ever decreasing reserves, which ever decreasing. Our reserves are insufficient and have been for years. Fire department shortfall in 09-10, $63,750. Public safety issue. I would hope that we could address the governor and the state legislature, because in this community, that's a very serious hit for our public safety organization. In the water department, $295,000 deficit. That's because Lopez costs are escalating as we speak. Every day they go up and up and up. And we've not been able to raise rates because we don't have audits in part. So there's not a short-term fix for that. The sewer department, about $40,000. That's slightly up from last year due to, for example, the fat soil and grease program that we've implemented. So our 09-10 deficit that I project right now, if we don't change something pretty radically, it's going to be on the order of $400,000. Our reserves won't sustain that. Potential cost savings. Well, let's look at our staff. Let's look at our operations. That's the board, the general manager, our attorney, utility operations. Our utility operations is a bare bones operation. Our utility system, our utility staff does a magnificent job. They've been doing so much for so long with so little that now they can do anything with nothing. And it's amazing to me that those guys carry on day after day. They keep the water going. Pure fresh water. We have the lowest rates around, but those rates are going to have to go up, as we mentioned during the election.
Do without a budget.
Very small utility staff. Look at the fire department. We're the fire department that operates with only two guys on an engine. Most fire departments operate with a captain, an engineer, and a firefighter. Fire chief at the, or the fire department at the level that it's been in previously. Utility operations, that again is a bare bones 24/7 operation. But it seems to me that we can no longer afford having management staff in the admin office. And I would suggest that we get three clerks there, we report direct to the general manager, and change our administration. It's time for the board to look at this seriously. We're 2 months into the year. July's gone. August is gone. These funds right here is going right down the tubes as we speak. And some serious action is going to have to be taken. So there's my proposal, that we authorize only enough funds to support that staff level as we go forward with a budget. So that would be our budget. We'll budget that much and no more. It's time to stop the bleeding. And we are bleeding. We're bleeding to death. And it's time to take some serious action to stop it. Significantly, I look at the amount of savings that we might realized from that elimination of the administrative assistant position, approximately $70,000. Elimination of the office manager position, approximately $52,000. An additional clerk would be needed under my proposal. That would cost $36,400. Total savings to the district, $84,000 in direct salaries. However, the overhead on that is probably another $15,000, so that would reduce our expenditures by $100,000. There's no question that we need to raise rates. That's coming later after we get a couple of audits done. But that's my proposal for our budget.
Director Hill, I want to thank you for getting at least some handouts and some numbers and a little bit more realistic picture. I really do appreciate this.
Any other board comments? Vern?
No.
Pamela?
No, not at this time.
I have nothing at this time.
So, should I take it that we're not going to talk about the budget? That as elected officials, we're just going to...
I might have...
Are we just going to not have any comment on this? I mean, I think people, they went and voted for us to have a comment, to have an answer for some of these things. I think it's our responsibility. I certainly took it as my responsibility when I decided to commit 4 years of my life sitting at this table, looking at this town that I plan on retiring in. I wouldn't even begin to not have a comment on such an important issue. So even if it's to ask a question or to throw another idea out there, but the bottom line is our little town is dying, and three directors just took no comment. So I want to know what kind of representation that is. I mean, people looked at us to have a comment, to have some ideas, to at least talk about it. And Jim took the time to put these together so he'd have something in front of us. Well, and I've been piling over numbers that, you know, that I've picked up from being in the audience for a couple of years before I ran for office. And you're going to sit here and not have a comment? You're not worthy to represent the town of Oceano.
I'm going to call for a 10-minute recess. Having had a few minutes to look at this, I guess I might have a couple questions of Vice President Hill. In your proposed new staffing for 2009-2010, are you talking that you're going to terminate two employees?
No. We have one resignation or intention to take disability, if I understand the comment that was made earlier. And I'm proposing that a third account clerk...
Ours we're talking about?
Not specifically, because that would be out in any event.
Director Hill, did you include loss of revenue due to the high number of vacancies and not just the foreclosures but the rental vacancies? It has to be affecting.
Yes, I allowed an amount for that, probably on the order of $15,000 in the water and sewer accounts.
Thank you.
our projected loss of property tax revenue due to the economic effects is approximately 0.5%, which is on the order of $3,000, and I did count that in the fire department's budget and the street lighting budget.
And then I have another question. If you changed this, when would you be doing it? Is it tomorrow?
That would
be 3 months from now, 6 months from
now? That would be effective tomorrow, end of business tomorrow, because we've already authorized expenditures at the current level through tomorrow. I'll be having to modify the proposed resolution here. My proposed resolution, the second whereas, would change as follows. Whereas the Board of Directors desires to appropriate on an interim basis for salaries, wages, benefits, operations, and maintenance, no funds are authorized for the positions of administrative assistant or office manager, except that accrued vacation may be paid at current rates for those personnel electing to take vacation. $2,000 is authorized for a third account clerk in the next 2 weeks. And that would carry us through August 28th through September 10th, 2009.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the authorized for salaries and benefits.
The amount authorized for salaries and benefits would be as is, with the exception that no funds are authorized for the positions of administrative assistant or office manager, except that accrued vacation may be paid at current rates for those personnel electing to take vacation. $2,000 is authorized for the position of a third account clerk for the next 2 weeks.
So at this point, you're asking the board to adjust line items on the budget and...
There are no line items on the budget, Pamela. There is no budget. What I'm proposing is a budget that will carry us through without killing us.
So you're talking about
this is the budget.
The budget as a whole.
This is the budget. It's not an adjustment. This is the budget. There is no other budget.
Then I think it should come back to the board and it should go to finance committee and be discussed there.
You're losing.
Included the general manager.
I've discussed this with the general manager.
You're talking over me also. Okay. I'm saying this is, you brought this before the group tonight. Let them think it through, and it should go to the finance committee. And I guess I'll be coming to the finance committee just to sit in and see what has to be said at the finance committee. And apparently there's one scheduled for this coming Monday. What you would propose in your budget is doesn't even give notice to employees. It essentially demotes employees or gives them no place to go except to an account clerk with no options and with no talking to the general manager. Albeit we have an interim general manager right now, I think it should go to the finance committee, and I think I'm going to be there.
Let me listen
to what goes on.
Can the finance committee be a committee of the whole for a finance committee?
Can we do a special finance
council
committee or special committee?
Well, the finance committee is with the finance.
But usually it's only.
But maybe you create an ad hoc finance committee
with five people.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a special meeting with the
same
agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be it.
Whichever your choice.
It's a 2-page budget, more than we have gotten, you know. If there's things to be added, maybe Mr. Hill would be open to adding it. But I really think the public needs to hear the discussion.
All right, if we do what Vice President Hill just change the resolution to, then I'm assuming, of course that's a stupid thing to do, but perhaps then we will be looking at an administrative assistant that is well, that would be no longer employed here in the position of administrative assistant, who may opt to go back to the clerk position, or may say, I'm going to take my vacation and my all the days I have coming. And where are you going to be then to get anything done in the next month?
Well, I've waited months and months and months for things to get done as it is. Nonetheless, I'll just remind everyone that in the next 2 weeks, while we're pondering and thinking about this, will be another $15,000 plus in the hole.
I don't think you have a choice of going behind closed doors into a finance committee and regurgitating something that someone came up with, unless somebody has another plan.
Let me ask the general manager the same question that I asked him when I presented this to him a few days ago. Do you have any other idea that would save this amount of money that can be implemented in the next 6 months?
No, we need a rate increase. Rates haven't been raised, and as you pointed out, you need to finish your audit before you can do that, so you can conduct a hearing according to the terms of Prop 218 and allow public input on that. But
I'll remind the board that we're 2 years behind on the budget at this point.
The overall negative cash flow you're talking about is not just this year or the year before. It's been
ongoing
for several budget cycles. I do want to correct one thing. The Finance Committee meeting isn't a closed door. That's a publicly noticed meeting, a Brown Act meeting, and open to the public.
That's correct.
That's correct, Kevin, but most of the public does not know when meetings are held. They don't know that you have to drive over here, look on the window, or go to the website. What they know is they know that they're tired from working, they get home, and they watch their elected officials on TV to see what is happening in their town. And I think that people deserve the right to know what happens. An open session, call it transparency, whatever, but I think people have the right to see the dialogue.
With that, I'll move that we adopt OCSD Resolution 2009-5, a resolution adopting an interim budget for the 2009-10 fiscal year, approving an aggregate expenditure of $85,000 for the period August 28th through September 10th, 2009 of the 2009-10 fiscal year, modified as follows from what is in the board packet. And the second, whereas, the wording would be changed, whereas the Board of Directors desires to appropriate on an interim basis for salaries, wages, benefits, operations, and maintenance. No funds are authorized for the positions of administrative assistant or office manager, except that accrued vacation may be paid at current rates for those personnel electing to take vacation. $2,000 is authorized for a third account clerk position.
Second.
Where is this paper?
That's your resolution in your packet, Vern.
No funds for AA or office manager except accrued vacation. Is that what you said?
Except that accrued vacation may be paid at current rates for those personnel electing to take vacation.
Thank you.
Okay, you said 2009-5?
Here.
Okay. 2009. I'm sorry, I was reading from the staff report. I believe it's actually, the resolution itself that's in the staff report has resolution 2009-10.
So it would be 2009-11.
So I'll modify my motion to where the resolution number, as shown on the resolution in the board packet, is number 2009-10. If that's acceptable to the second.
Mary?
I seconded it.
No, he asked if it was if the changes were acceptable to you.
Yes, those changes are
fine.
Thank
you. Any board discussion? Public comments. -11.
This would still be
10.
Resolution number 2009-10.
As it was prior. Okay. Discussion?
This has been a long haul. What I was going to bring up in the budget items in old business is if we have some sort of schedule and some time when the budget is expected. I hate to take people out of the mix that are in it right now that are in the throes of doing the audit and the budget, but I would say to all that are in the front office staff that it might have to be you work nights, you work evenings, and you get it done. Because it has gone on way too long. And there have been a lot of illnesses, there have been a lot of sickness, but we have to get on with it. The rate study, you can see it's imperative. And we didn't get it done last year, and we opted not to do an interim rate increase, and maybe that was the wrong thing to do. Being a board member that opted for not doing that, I'm thinking, well, maybe that was the wrong choice, being where we are now, but that's what you get from hindsight. So maybe we do need to do an interim rate increase pending the rate study. Because we are going down, down, down with us, and it's not getting better. And this has been 4 years. It has not been an immediate thing. It has not been a two-month thing. It has not been the last 6 months. It has been 4 years. Little bit by little bit, and we haven't made up the rate increase, and we haven't increased our reserves. And it's long past overdue. So maybe we should do a rate increase pending. There's some other options we may have to look at, but if you go down to 3 people on the office staff, and one of those persons is, the AA's position is gone, deleted under this proposed budget, that person is instrumental and is the one that deals with the accounting system. Actually, the main person, because our interim general manager hasn't had experience in it, and this person has. What I see is wreaking havoc with a process that's ongoing right now by doing that. So that's why I would adopt the resolution as presented.
Maybe you could clarify yourself when you say process. I'm not clear what you mean by that.
The audit and budget process.
The one that's been going on for 2 years?
If you want to say it's been going on for 2 years, yes, it has been going on for 2 years.
Okay.
There is,
And that's the same audit you're talking about having to use to do a rate increase? Because you can't do a rate increase without an audit. And you have 2 years back of audit. So it's not, I don't think it's fair to tell people there'll be a rate increase when you don't have all the tools to put one into play.
Then is it fair to reorganize the front office when you don't have all of the tools to put in place on this either?
It's irresponsible to spend the money.
I don't know if it is irresponsible to spend money on administrative staff that have been in there for years. We have just essentially lost a person that was working in the front office. That puts them down 25%.
I didn't see any layoffs, so.
In the front office.
I don't see any layoffs in that proposal. All I see is less managers. That's what I see. I see the seats are still full.
You had
fun. Everybody still has a job, but the management isn't weighing the system down. That's what that proposal says.
It's a demotion.
It's not a demotion.
I would point out that we've also got a contractor helping with the audit.
Part-time. I don't know how many hours a week, but this is... I'm just saying get the audits done as fast as possible. And
I think I've been saying that for years.
Well, we all have. We all have. I don't know that this process that, or these reorgs are going to improve
the bleed
to get the audits done faster. Do you think they are?
You know, I don't think it's about getting the audits done faster. I think it's about spending money that is not your money appropriately. Spending money that people look to you to spend wisely. And when you have a top-heavy management and you balance your staff, which that's what happens in organizations. Sometimes you have to balance your departments, you know. And at this point, I see it as balancing. Something that has been avoided. Every tactic has been thrown at people who even bring up a budget or an audit. It is inappropriate as a new board member for me not to have a budget in the first 10 months of sitting in the seat. I'm still working off a year and a half old budget, you know. So it's not good now. So by saving somebody else's money that's not our money, cutting back and living within your means is irresponsible, because that's what I see that as. Living within your means. Having the district not go into foreclosure. Not be one of those vacant, empty wrecks down the street. That's what I see that as. I see it as an adjustment. And I think people are trying to personalize it because of relationships.
Well, it is an adjustment. What I see there is not valuing your staff, first of all. I've seen it in the state. I'm a member, I'm a state worker, and I've seen it in action. And a lot of your investment is in your staff, in their knowledge, and their expertise. And when I see that happening, it looks like, you know, it looks like, okay, we're going to punish you for working here. And that's what I feel like where I'm working at the state. I have to work. I have to do more in less time, and it's kind of not easy to do. And so I can see where this is coming from.
So as a state employee, did you have to take a furlough, Pamela?
I have to take 3 furloughs. Am I saving the state?
Was that an adjustment to your department?
No,
those furloughs?
Adjustment in
those
the
were
workforce.
Those furloughs just have always been there? Or is the state modifying their departments and their work patterns because they're in a financial crisis?
They have not modified their work pattern or anything.
So a furlough is an adjustment, a modification. It's compromising. You're compromising by taking those furloughs. Everybody's contributing. But it's irresponsible to spend at the same rate when you don't have the money. And when it's not yours personally.
I'm going to get the work done with this kind of situation.
Well, maybe as directors we burn the oil.
Maybe the person that is going to be affected, whether this would be something that she could live with.
Well, I think it's appalling that you have personalized this.
Well,
and I want it in the minutes that it's appalling that this proposal has been personalized. It's a plan, it's a piece of paper, it's an idea, it's positions, and there's no names attached to anything. So if you know something that I don't know,
who is the AA?
Then please.
Who is the AA in this?
I see a new position in the clerks.
Who is?
I see less management. You're right. I see less management. I also see an interim. I see a vacant GM too. So I don't know. You know, people can get creative, but I don't see anybody's name attached to anything.
Okay.
And I think that this is just a way of people just poo-pooing it and keep, you know, going about business as usual and spending other people's money irresponsibly. When your management's top-heavy, it's irresponsible.
And who determines whether it's top heavy?
Well, it was certainly adequate when the fire department was being managed by the general manager and staff. Now the fire department is effectively being managed by the Fire Oversight Committee and the Joint Powers Agreement, and the fire department is going to be probably severed completely at the end of this fiscal year. The need for those management positions in administration has been, if you look at the prior chart, we had an administrative assistant apparently supervising an office manager, apparently supervising two clerks. If you're familiar with the term span of control, that doesn't just make any sense. And Mary's comment about spending other people's money is foremost in my mind.
I'm not going to do that to people.
I know that we still have payroll responsibilities for the fire department this year.
There will be a major adjustment on existing staff if my proposal is adopted. There's no question of that. Mm-hmm. It'll be a unwelcome, unwanted dislocation of staff. There's no other, you can't whitewash it. That's exactly what it's going to be. And Gina will be personally affected, and I'm sorry about that. However, what I'm looking at is she can hold on for another few months until we go bankrupt, and then she'll be out of a job, as will everybody else. And I don't want to see that happen. That's my proposal to stop it. But you don't want to do that, so I'll be interested to hear your proposal.
My proposal was to pull out all the stops, get the audits done, get the budget done. And I guess I'd like to hear from the GM and the AA if they can do it and what their schedule is, because this is, you know, we waited and waited, and give us your best shot here.
Maybe a timeline.
Well, I was more prepared to discuss this in detail and more thoroughly at the Finance Committee and go down and drill down into the details and minutiae of the operations of the district at that time. I really wasn't prepared to discuss tonight. There's a lot of reasons why we're in the condition we are. Some of it is my own responsibility and decisions I have made along the way. I'd like to inform the board. I was going to inform the committee of that. And also there's issues that go back before my time. In October, I will have been here a year. I inherited an audit situation when I came here that was already 2 years behind. The manager that I replaced, so to speak, there was not an audit report replaced in the whole 14 months of his watch, or an audit completed, rather, during the whole 14 months of his watch. I mean, a lot of this sounds perhaps like excuses or reasons, and I suppose there's some of that to be made, but in the end, we do need to go forward. As far as time frames, let me just give you a detailed example of something about time frames, and hopefully it will suffice to explain why I can't be more forthcoming as to when we might have certain documents and completions. I called our auditor this week because we're expecting him to be out here next week, October 31st, September 1st, and 2nd.
August
31st, September 1st, and 2nd. and we are trying to get ready with the information that he requested a month ago. And we are working on that. Yes, we're using a consultant to help us with that audit work. So I said that it was important that I be able to understand when this audit might be finished. And I explained, I know there's been some issues with the district and provision of data, especially on the last audit. And maybe you need to make some caveats or conditional statements, but I would like very much to have
from you when you will complete the fiscal year ending 08 audit. And he said, well, I cannot do that. And I said, well, I need that date. I need to know. We've got the 09 audit to do. It's the same people that are working on the audit are going to be working on the budget, and I need to get that done because we're behind 2 months on submitting something to the board on fiscal 09-10 budget. And he said, well, when I come out and see what data is available, and when I depart on Wednesday, then perhaps I will be able to give you a time frame on when your fiscal year ending June 30, 08 audit might be done. So as much as I tried to obtain a time frame, I could not get it. The best I could get is a promise, well, next week perhaps I can give you something. Much of what we do here depends on the work of others over whom we don't have control. The auditor does not work for the general manager. The auditor does not work for the administrative assistant. The auditor works for the board and is hired by the board. Mm-hmm. And I had some ideas I wanted to discuss with the finance committee on how we might track better with staff and the auditor and the board to avoid the pitfalls that we had last year on a delayed audit, where we thought we provided almost everything before the end of the calendar year, and lo and behold, we don't even get an audit till sometime in April of 09. The audit for 08 has been my top priority, and I take some responsibility for the delay in the budget. Long about the time a budget should have been coming to the board, which would have been May of this year, and I wasn't going to get into this. I think this is more appropriate for finance committee or closed session, especially a general manager performance review. And in fact, I'm going to take a little detour here, and then I'll come back on point. I was already working on your September 9th agenda, and one of the items I had for closed session was general manager performance review. That's me. You can review my performance and see how well I've done for you for the last 9 or 10 months. And I would feel more comfortable talking about things there. But since you want to talk about them in the open, I'm fine with that. If it's the public's business, it's the public's business. Mm-hmm. About May, when you should have been receiving a budget, my wife got sick, and she was near death's door. And, you know, if you want to see the medical reports on that, and the 10 days in intensive care, and the 7 days in the coronary, or the intensive monitoring unit, and the week in the rehab, and the time at home I've spent, I'm happy to provide you all that, although you're not entitled to see it. If you want to see it and prove that it's right, you're more than welcome to it.
I don't know that it's necessary.
Vice President, yes, it is. It's part of the story of what happened. So starting on May 15th, and Gina can confirm this, I did not call this district. I did not email this district. I did not look at my emails. I did not look at your agenda. I was focused on my home. That's a decision that I made. So for 6 weeks, your budget process came to a complete and total halt because of me, your general manager. And I take full responsibility. And that's why that is germane to the issue, because you are upset and irritated and agitated, and rightly so, that you don't have a budget. And I agree. You should be. You should be mad. You should be upset. You should have a budget. You don't. Why? Because of me, your general manager. Like I said, I much prefer to discuss these things in closed session. You don't want to discuss it there. When I was not prepared to come back, even I was gone for 6 weeks. I was not even prepared to come back on July 1st. I was still needed in my house. However, your administrative assistant had scheduled a vacation a year in advance for relatives coming from Australia that had made airline tickets way in advance. She was going to be gone. She'd take over my place. There's no other person to cover it. I had to come back on July for that whole month when I, quite frankly, would have preferred to be somewhere else. Since she was not here, and she's the main person for doing budgeting and auditing work, there was another 4 weeks on top of the six that no audit work, no budget work was done. When she came back, Unfortunately, I came down with some strange bronchitis thing, and I was out of your office for another 2 weeks. So we have a 3-month period of time when no work is, basically very little or to no work between the two of us is done on this auditor budget. Is it any wonder we're behind? What's the good news? Excuse me a minute. What's the good news? Well, your audit for year ending 08 is way ahead of where we were when we were for audit year ending 07, which we were doing at this time last year. And I could go into more detail about when you chose your auditor and when he actually started work on your year ending 07 budget. You're way behind the power of the curve on that, and we're playing catch up. But one reason you don't have a budget is I've given that audit top priority. It's the same people do the budget that do the audit work, and that's a decision I've made. So we're going as fast as we can on that audit work, and the budget is going to have to wait until sometime after next week and won't really begin in earnest, although it has begun some, and I have some information and numbers to bring to the Finance Committee or your entire board whenever you decide to do that on Monday. It's all contingent upon the auditors being able to take what we've given him and going away and doing his thing for about a month like he has indicated he'll do. But if he comes at the end of the day Wednesday and say, I need these other reports, I need this other information, I need these general ledger entries, I need your accounts receivable, or I need to test for this or that or the other thing, then yeah, it might be longer. But according to what I know tonight at 8:20 or whatever, 8:05 p.m., the budget work will start in earnest sometime late next week after we finish our share of the audit effort.
How long do you think it'll take you to do the budget, Kevin?
If we don't have to be interrupted with any audit work, I would expect we can have a budget within 3 to 4 weeks in final draft form.
And so are you just proposing to, as far as the warrants go, continue to spend at the rate you're spending, knowing that we're in the death spiral, is your exact words? So no, I understand your situations, life situations. There's always situations. But it still doesn't address the spending. And it's irresponsible to spend at this rate not knowing where you are. I don't know, but if people are comfortable writing hot checks to keep their house going, but I certainly don't do it in my home. And when I took this position as a director, I said, I will not spend your money irresponsibly. And I will do my best to keep track of it. And so I have failed as a director to keep track of it because we can't get any numbers. So these are the closest numbers we've gotten. So what is the plan to slow the spending down since you have no idea? And I guess my question would be to the president, the leader. Are we going to continue to spend at this rate?
Mary, you have to pay your staff. You have to pay the fire department. You have to make your tax deposits.
Okay.
Whether
and
you
so,
like it or not.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara. So where is it coming from?
There's two sides to the question, and I apologize for this sounding extremely bureaucratic, but one side's expenses and one side is revenues. And if you look at our expenses here at this district, they are minimal. I think you all know that. I think anybody
yes.
from the outside coming in would agree and say they would probably say, how do you do what you do with so little expenditure? I think almost every other district of similar size and scope would say that. And then they'd wonder, why haven't you raised your rates for so long? This is a problem that's been in the making for a long time. You know, our own state legislatures facing the same thing. They've put off the hard decisions for years and years and years, and now they come push come to shove. What's their answer? Let's take money from districts like Oceano. Let's take 8% of their property tax revenue and use it to fund the things we want to fund. That was part of their answer. And we also have a double whammy. Not only are they taking our property tax revenues, the revenues are decreased due to the fact of economic conditions nationwide, including here in San Luis Obispo County. So you say, well, let's reduce spending. There's a certain limited ability to do that. You're already a very, very lean district. I've told you that on numerous occasions. You all believe it. There isn't a lot of places to cut unless you want to start cutting services, including services to the board like audit and budget. You need some sort of administrative staff here to generate the kind of financial data you need to make wise decisions. I agree with that. You have to realize, too, that our two people in the front office that don't have these management titles are new. They have barely a year and the other less than a year. And they don't know these. They're not doing this financial stuff. They're not trained for that. That's not their backgrounds. Or if it is, it's very minimal. And yet we still have to do our, you know, accounts payable, accounts receivable, general ledger, and of course the heartbeat of the district is the utility billing system. And one of them is just coming up to probably the point where they can work on that independently.
The cash to pay most of these bills right now comes from the utility bills. Every other month we receive cash for the utilities, the water. You said, where's money coming from to pay the staff, to pay the fire department, to pay the taxes?
But that's increasingly inadequate. The idea that troubles me, I guess, is that the budget is no surprise. It comes along every year at the same time. Am I out of line to expect that the department heads would have some idea of what their budget should be for the coming fiscal year? I think the fire department's done a pretty outstanding job predicting what their budget would be, even under a JPA. They've gone through and collected information of all of the organizations, the cities, as well as the district, and proposed a budget to operate the JPA. So I see that department seems to be operating in an exemplary fashion, coming up with a draft proposed budget. I don't see that in the utility department, unfortunately, water or sewer. And I see that the estimate is it would take 3 to 4 weeks to get a budget done. I don't think that's unreasonable going forward. In hindsight, I'm surprised that we couldn't have found 3 to 4 weeks somewhere. But my intent was not to decry the past. Many things have gone down in the past. Kevin, we're well aware of many of the health issues and other unfortunate things that have come along in the past year. It's been a bad last fiscal year. There's no question about that. However, again, we're charged with being responsible for the people's money and coming up with an organization that is as lean as possible, to spend as little as possible to do that. And as I said, I looked at the water department, and you're right. The administrative budget here seems to me excessive, and we need to cut that back. For years, we've been asking for a more transparent accounting system. We're using a boat anchor that is high maintenance, and I'm tired of it. I can't justify it to my boss, the voters, anymore. I can't justify it. It's hard for me to ask them to support with their tax dollars and their rate dollars. They're expecting me to come up with rates that I believe in my heart are honest and justified. And that's not going to include that system. I want to see a new system that's transparent, that gives us the financial information that we need in an understandable style and a timely style. That's what I want to see going forward. And I'm going to assure the people that elected me to office that I'll settle for nothing less.
I want to echo that. If we had an accounting system that was user-friendly, and there are many of them out there, even new people could do data entry and deal with reports and things like that. And I would say, if you're going this way, you better get an accounting system that's reasonable. If you get one that's newer and up to standard, you put it on disk, you send it to the auditors, your auditors, and they can deal with it in a month's time.
Amen.
You don't have to go through all those journal entries. And we've been asking for, as a goal from the board, for a change in the accounting system for at least 3 years. It's been every year. And I would say you better begin there before you make the reorganization, because right now there's only one person that knows the accounting system here. The newer staff do not. Even our person that just has given us notice of intent to resign, to go on disability, she did not know the accounting system. She said so in her intent. So I would say, before we do anything, we better get an accounting system that is easy to understand and easy to use. There are numerous ones out there, but boy, you can't saddle brand new people with this, as Jim says, the boat anchor, or I have a system I have to use in the state that I just absolutely hate, because it's just incredibly difficult DOS system. So I would say that is probably our number one priority. First and foremost, that would solve numerous problems. That would solve being able to do the budgets, being able to get us monthly reports. Would that be something we could use? Oh, definitely. So this accounting system has got to go. It has got to go. We had $20,000 set aside for an accounting system in last year's budget. I imagine it's still there. It still could be used, and we could still get up and going very easily, quickly. I mean, you don't need a general manager to do that. You can buy it off the rack. I mean, there's a lot of people that are... I hate to keep coming back and saying QuickBooks, but that one seems to be very easy to understand and manage, and for non-accountant people, it is.
Now, I have to say is I feel so bamboozled about this whole topic. I manage 250 utility companies at my store. I process 12,000 payments a month. To deal with this small bit of traffic, small bit of data entries, and always getting caught up on this particular issue every budget year. The $200 that you're going to save on QuickBooks, or the $20,000 that you put into training, you know, it seems petty to me, and it seems like just a waste of money. You know, why are we not on ADP? Because we would rather have a staff person. You know, but still, three people in my office can manage 250 companies, utility companies, and manage to get their payments there without these systems. So this goes back to not spending your dollar wisely. Yes, we're down to bare bones, right? But you know what? I look at stuff that is wasteful. Simple waste. The postage in this district is wasteful. You know, the copying is wasteful. $30,000 copy machines is wasteful. You know, come on. You know, so how long are we going to dance around this and convince people that we're bare bones and that we function good? Because as an administrator who also worked for a municipality, the city of Los Angeles, in the mayor's office, I do have some government experience. This needs to be overhauled. This division needs to be overhauled. We do it all the time. You know, every department has schedules and when things happen. And you know what? Vacations happen. And they should mandate vacations. You know, so one person's vacation did not throw us in this hole. One archaic, you know, billing system for 3,200 people did not get us in this system, this problem. What got us in this problem is lack of leadership. Lack of somebody to take it by the bull by the horns and make the changes. And you know what? After people get elected, you know, some of us take it seriously because we have lived in poverty. We know what it feels like to be poor. And some of us take it as a badge of honor. But I'm not going to spend other people's money irresponsibly. And I think by not coming up with a plan and going with the status quo and using the Visa card to pay the bills next month is irresponsible. And of course, that is an exaggeration, the Visa, because I'm sure everybody will have a comment about that. But what we lack is leadership. We lack the ability to make the change. And if we have to protect people through it, which would be staff, then you structure your organization in a way where they fold into the model, not be excluded from the model. So for the last 10 months from our president, the only answer I've got, well, is I don't know. And I think that's horrible leadership. And from other directors, too, I don't know. And from staff. You know what? I'll get back to you on that. That, you know, that's a good question. I'll let you know. I can go through 10 months of paperwork asking questions. And you know what? All you've done is change the date and photocopied it from one meeting to the next. So, you know, you keep spending it, but I'll keep voting no to spend the money irresponsibly. And to extend this expenditure without no cuts is irresponsible. I'm not voting to extend a fake budget that's not based on reality for 2 weeks to cover payroll. I'm not going to do it. You guys can do it. You can go on the record and when they look back that, well, who endorsed spending all this money? Where did they think it came from? Well, what do you mean you operated without an annual budget? Well, what do you mean you operated without audits? I'm sorry. I was nice the first 3 or 4 months about it. I understand being overwhelmed. I understand people being sick. My household is sick too, Kevin. You know, but I've also worked in nonprofits. I've worked for the government, and I've worked for myself. And you know what? I never would operate like this. This is embarrassing. To be a leader and have to say to people, I don't know.
I would like to get a timeline for implementation of a new accounting system, something that we've asked for years and years. I do have a proposed solution to the accounting system problem, which I've mentioned to the general manager, and I am prepared to implement that in 90 days, unless that's an unreasonable length of time, but I would hope that we could have a new system in place in 90 days.
Would you care to share it with the rest of us?
I just need to know what a reasonable time is to implement a better system.
Well, you got to figure out if you even got support for it, because you can budget
we've budgeted. Nobody.
But if you're not going to have staff even investigate it, 2 years we've been asking for an accounting system.
That's right, and I intend to pull the plug.
Three GMs.
I intend to pull the plug in 90 days, unless that's an unreasonable amount of time. What is a reasonable amount of time to implement a new accounting system?
But it'd be more than 90 days. You have to run in parallel at least for a couple of months.
Okay.
At least
6 months
to
reasonable.
Make sure that your new system and your old reconcile, the trial balances.
Right.
Most people, when they're transitioning, take a year to do that.
Okay, this is September 1. On September 1, 2010, I'll have a resolution to terminate the existing accounting system. So we have 1 year to get the new one up and running. And the way we'll do it, Barbara, is because that accounting system belongs to the district, we're going to declare that machine surplus and order it sold at auction. That's how it'll be done.
Well, you have more than just
what's
the
your
county
new system
that
is
that
what
machine
I mean.
Does. It does the heartbeat of this district, which is utility billing. And it actually does a good job at that. The IBM AS400 was a tank. It was built like a tank. They don't even build things that well anymore. I will admit it's an aging system. It was supported for many years, for decades. It's finding less and less use in corporate and utility America today. Those machines are still out there, able to be supported and operated. But for utility billing, it does a great job. And you're talking about changing your accounting system and your utility billing system at the same time. That is a major undertaking.
I don't know that the utility billing would have to be changed. But the accounting system definitely needs to be changed.
If you're going to get rid of the machine, that's what we do our utility billing with.
Well, I would advise looking into some new systems within the next year. I'm fed up with it. And I think some of the other directors are fed up with it too.
I don't get a report out of it. I get a report every single day, every hour if I want it, off my systems.
Mm-hmm. September 1, 2010, my calendar's marked.
Would you have any suggestions for another billing system, Jim?
I'll leave that to the general manager's discretion.
Oh, okay. It's just because I thought you perhaps had a... had looked into something already. I think that's fair. A year to change the system.
Thank you.
You need Meanwhile, a motion on seen, the resolution.
Thank you. I was going to point that out.
Okay. My recommendation is there on the staff report.
I want to thank the board for the discussion. I think that was long, long overdue. Not finished yet. I want to thank the staff also for participating in the discussion.
All right, we need to decide what we're going to do with this resolution. Budget $85,000 to pay salaries and benefits and operations and maintenance through September the 10th, 2009.
I move that we adopt OCSD Resolution 2009-10, a resolution adopting an interim budget for the 2009-2010 fiscal year, approving an aggregate expenditure of $85,000 for the period August 28th through September 10th, 2009 of the 2009-2010 fiscal year.
Second.
Roll
Any more discussion from the board?
So you're saying that you want to spend $36,250 on salaries for 2 weeks and $48,750 on operations and maintenance. And that includes salary for management? What percentage is management and what percentage is frontline?
Kevin, can you give us that?
No, I don't know that.
It's irresponsible to pass it unless we know that.
I don't have that level of detail with
me. Do we have a budget justification for any operations or maintenance? Or you just...
This is what operations...
These are just the invoices that came in, and so we just tally them up and then put them on... Shoot them out warrants?
These are what operations and maintenance costs have been running over the last few months, as well as what the salaries and benefits have been in the last few months. That's what those numbers are based on. It's current, recent experience. And we don't anticipate any change up or down in most of that, barring unforeseen catastrophes and the like.
And you plan on pulling these funds from the cash... services?
You have a revenue stream, yes.
The revenue stream would be the cash services from the people of Oceano?
That's right. That's where we get our revenue from.
Okay.
Water and sewer rates and property taxes.
So would any of the directors be willing to modify the salaries and benefits?
I would just remind the board there is a motion and a second.
Yeah.
We're in discussion.
Yes.
So the people of Oceano, you're telling them you won't modify those. Okay. State does furloughs, we spend.
Public comment?
Yes, I have a couple. Kevin, and I'm sorry about your wife, and I understand. But I think during that time you were gone in May and June. At least, maybe before, maybe after. I think the administrative assistant, Gina, was given a 10% bump in pay, if I'm not mistaken, so that she was to fill in for the GM. So I don't find that an excuse during May and June. And I want to say thank you so much for the presentation by Jim Hill, and thank you, Mary, for your input. We have 5 board members, and I would certainly hope the people of town would come here and praise the other 3 that show their fiduciary duty to their constituents. Because I only see 2 people here trying to look to save the people money. Vernon sat with his head down the entire time. Barbara hasn't had much to say. And Pamela says furlough days are not restructuring. So at any rate, thank you. I'm sorry, but the 3... with the most responsibility that they think will pass this. And the bleeding will continue. But I think you need to get out to the people that voted for you. I know Jim's had calls, and maybe they need to come. The other 3 board members should have their people here praising them for helping the bleeding continuing. And on top of that, mind you, Kevin said he's been here almost a year. These 5 people can't seem to hire a GM. Something's up.
Thank you. Any other comments?
The only one is I believe it's irresponsible to adopt this resolution. That's my comment.
Okay. Bringing it back, any other discussion, comments from the board?
One question of legal counsel.
Yes.
If we do not pass a resolution on this type of thing, what are the consequences?
Well, I mean, I believe right now The current resolution goes through Friday, am I right? So all payroll, and I'm assuming that all payroll from that resolution then would be paid on Friday. So everything accrued to that date could still be paid. After that, you wouldn't have any money to spend on staff. So the practical effect would be terminating your staff, and that that requires triggers so many things that the district has to do. there is some debate as to whether or not a budget really has to exist so long as the district does not spend more than it takes in.
I'm sorry, can you clarify that statement, what you just said? You're saying that an elected board can operate without a working budget? Is that what you said?
Well, if you want to talk practically, I don't think so, no. I think that the Constitution just requires that a public entity not spend more than it brings in.
We've been doing that for years. And it's this kind of penny-ante approve a blank check that gets us in these kinds of issues. This is a blank check, by the way. But that's the motion on the table.
And we've repeatedly asked for the warrants and the breakdown in the legal expenses, and we repeatedly don't get them, that we are asked to pay them. That's the $50,000 in legal fees that don't show up on the budgets.
Call the question, please.
You're the president, you can't do that.
There's a motion on the floor and a second on the floor. Roll call, please.
Director Dean.
Yes.
Director Dahl.
Yes.
Vice President Hill.
No.
Director Lucy.
No.
President Mann.
Yes. Okay. Old business. Kevin, please deal with this.
Those items that are listed there, there's no change, and I don't have any report. There's no change in status from the last meeting.
Can you please add annual budget and audits?
I will. I have made a note of that.
So now we're up to 9 on this list.
Also, I'd like to request that we get Alex Seamus's monthly billings. The last one we had was in February.
I apologize for not getting those sooner. We will do that right away.
Yeah.
And continue to do that.
Right. We had asked for that,
and
we need
warrant.
To get those.
Yeah, you'd asked for that a month ago or so, I believe.
And let me reiterate my distress that that's off the district's books, and I want to make sure that finds a place in our budget that should be done in 4 weeks or so.
Also, with the billing that comes for the period ending August 31st, it will be broken down more to be able to see the departments, the charges, and the accruing and the returning.
Okay. All right, reports of district representatives. Jim handles the sanitation. District. I didn't go to the RAC. The fire committee, Pamela will give that committee for us. I attended LAFCO. Before the regular LAFCO meeting, there was a public protest hearing for the mobile home park in Halcyon. They received 4 or 5 written protests. They would need 20, and so it failed. Their protest failed. So I believe that a letter has been sent to the one remaining park for them to sign off on, and then when that comes back, LAFCO, they'll move ahead. If not, LAFCO will move ahead in another way. But the protest didn't really pan out for them. And that's all I have. There was no finance committee meeting was canceled on August the 24th. Jim?
Madam President, we have one thing to report about the mobile home parks. We did get the insurance certificate on the 7 parks.
Oh, good. So we have insurance from both of them. Good. Very good. Thank you. Vice President Hill.
The sanitation district meeting was a very short meeting. As you know, they're building a cogeneration plant there to use the excess digester gas from the sanitation district process, and we authorized proceeding with a portion of that project. It was no other business there.
You have anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Director Dahl.
Yes, I attended the Oceano Advisory Council meeting on August 17th. We talked some more about the beach impacts, and the subcommittee is still working on those items.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
I'm sorry. We covered and talked some more about the beach impact areas, and the subcommittee is still working on that. And we also looked at the county replacing a bridge on Air Park Drive, or some of the understructure of the bridge. And the bridge that's going to be replaced will be the same as the one that's there. And we made a couple suggestions that it needs to be a little bit wider for pedestrians. And we wanted to know what the gross vehicle weight is, so we're going to look at that again at our next meeting. And then I also attended the Airport Land Use Commission meeting on August 19th. And there were no action items on the menu or on the agenda, but there were a couple discussion items. Grover Beach came by because part of Grover Beach is in the is in one of the airport regulated areas, but it's in the least regulated zone for the Oceano Airport. And what they had proposed was to change, like, the area that's now the strawberry field, changing it from a mixed use to a residential with parks designation. And then there was a discussion on some changes in the Perfumo Creek Commons area off of Las Osas Valley Road, and there was they wanted to do some transfer credits of one piece of property to another piece in order to try to build some apartments inside one of the airport land use zones. And so it was discussion only, so no decisions were made. And that was the extent of the Airport Land Use Commission meeting.
Director Dean.
The fire committee meeting was last night, August 25th, and one of the things that Chief Hubert reported back on was our hazard abatement. And he said they had a meeting with Grover Beach last week, and they think that we can work it so that we all of the cities and Oceano work together on this. There's we can send out the notices. We are talking about sending out a letter of contact with the property owners needing abatement, so that would be a letter going to those property owners. There's a master schedule, so everyone would be abated around the same time. There could be one public noticing of the hearings that would save each agency money, so they just put the notice in the paper saying each public hearing and the date for Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande, and Oceano. So that would save money. They can go out to bid with one contractor, which would also save money. And the one thing that he mentioned that's different is he said before they have people go on to abate weeds on property, they need to get compliance from the people who own the property, either with a letter or a verbal permission or something like that. So that still is kind of an outstanding issue that the attorneys and they are trying to address. So this is the extra step that would be required, which is a good one. People would know if somebody was coming on their property, so they could either give their compliance permission, or if they don't give permission, there's a way to get an inspection warrant so that the work can take place, but it has to go, an attorney has to take it before the judge. So we're looking at setting this up for next year. And one of the things that I noted during the meeting is that we think we're going to make sure that all errors come before the board and are aired publicly in addition to the public appeal, so that everything that we determine either is outside of an area or something like that, or we made a mistake, those are addressed at the meeting. So that's kind of where that's going, and we thought that we're making progress on that. Nancy Hagland is one of the people very much responsible for the JPA and does all of the agendas and the minutes and so forth, and will probably be the one that will be administering or the assistant for this JPA. And there's a nuts and bolts workshop that Chief Hubert asked if we would contribute. It's $600 for her to attend. That's the registration fee. And our share would be $200, and that would go to her to knowledge and experience and training for someone that's going to be really involved in our JPA. And we thought that was a good idea to get her trained. Our fire department had sexual harassment training, so they are all in compliance, and they've had SEBA training, so they were, this is the air breathing mechanism, so they make that, so they're trying to do that with gloves on and sharing. It's very much like scuba diving, it sounded like to me, so that's what they've been doing, and they are going to get the equipment that we got the OHV grant. We got $55,000 from the OHV grant, and that equipment is going to be signed out so they can go and purchase that. The one piece of equipment that was going to have to wait a little bit was a new Jaws of Life, and what they're trying to do is an equipment comparison so it matches and works with the rest of the fire departments, and they'll determine which one or which kind they need next month. So that is the last thing that they would order. And we've already talked about the fire budget and the problem there and the decrease in the fire budget. So Chief Hubert is going to look at those figures and see what he can do with coming up with a budget, knowing that we have 8% less to work with.
I have a couple of questions on the weed abatement project.
Sure.
When the fire department discussed this, did they talk about, would it be more cost effective to go with one vendor? Because there's three vendors now for the three different areas. Those vendors are usually the main vendors that are picked every year during this time. And the argument, one of the arguments for keeping those vendors is not to have to train them on where some of the spots are, where the geographic areas are, and things like that. So was training included in the discussion that if you went with one vendor for weed abatement for the three geographic areas, right, that it is going to be costly in training the people on the different areas?
They didn't talk about that, but we'll discuss it later.
Right.
We've just not been having a lot of luck with our vendor, and there have been questions and picture problems and a few things like that. So this might be, maybe I can ask Captain Bova if he has any further information on that part. Okay.
Because the vendors have told me that it is very costly to train people to go around and know where all the spots are and what everything that has to be done in that area.
Well, we'll find out, and it might be that they go around with the fire captain who has assessed the areas, and they can look at it. Might be easier that way. And they would also, if that will work out. I'm not sure how that's going to be handled. This is just a quick synopsis that he went through for us. We didn't get down into details a lot, but I will put that forth for him. And that's it.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the number that was given to the chief that he was asked to reduce the budget by?
$115,000.
It seems to me that if we're going to lose 8% of our property tax and another about 0.5%, works out to about $65,000. Why was the chief asked to reduce the funds so much?
Well, I wanted to, at the first cut, be very conservative. We're going to lose about $60,000 due to a reduction in assessed valuation of properties in Oceano, and we're going to lose about another $60,000, give or take, due to the 8% property shift. However, hopefully the 8% property shift is made up by the state's loan securitization, and I am saying that correctly, loan securitization program, where the amount that is lost by the local agencies will be made up through a bond sale, and those bondholders will have an investment because the state is going to return an interest payment for the amount they borrowed from local agencies. So we can either wait 3 years to be paid by the state at some interest rate unknown, or we can participate in the loan securitization program and get our payment now. And in that case, Jim, your numbers are correct. It'd probably be somewhere around that 63,000 number. That'd be a good number to use. But I told the fire department a more drastic number for conservative reasons, because the loan securitization program, the legislature needs to adopt code for that. They haven't done that yet. They've only talked about it. It was part of their Prop 1A shift, but the details aren't there. The application isn't there. And I just didn't want to be caught with our pants down. Hopefully it won't be 115. It'll only be 60. And by the way, that will probably continue for some years, because I don't expect the assessed valuations in Oceano or the county or even California to increase that much over the next few years, even given the pundit's sanguine outlook on economic recovery.
Do we get a report from the auditor controller or the of what the exact reduction in Oceano property tax revenue
yes,
would be?
Yes, we did, and I handed that out as part of the Finance Committee agenda packet, which you all received tonight.
Thank you.
That was received earlier this week. In fact, it was received yesterday. So you have it as soon as I've got it.
I appreciate that.
Did we get our letter out? I think we'd mentioned back in the minutes where we wanted to send a letter saying that we were a poor district.
I wanted to discuss that. There's only a certain amount of resources available, my time, Gina's time, whatever, to do audit and budget. And my own opinion is it's a waste of time to ask for a hardship case. And, you know, I could go into that now if you want, or we can wait till the Finance Committee, why I feel that way. And it wasn't really a board direction to do that. It was one board member's opinion is the way that I took that. Not that that opinion isn't valid or that we shouldn't do it, but I just don't feel it's worth the time and effort. The Director of Finance of the State of California has been on record and in conversations with many people, including our own representatives to California Special Districts Association, that says he is not wanting to grant any hardships to anybody. He feels everyone should be participating in the loan securitization program if that's what they want to do. And if that happens, districts like ours will be getting their money even quicker than we would the property tax yearly payment. So he doesn't understand why anybody would ever have a reason to submit a hardship, because through this loan securitization program, everyone will get their money. And he's only granted that he may be inclined to approve such hardships for agencies that are already in bankruptcy, like the city of Vallejo, or agencies that are already headed towards bankruptcy. They're in some sort of stage of bankruptcy filing under chapter, I'll forget the chapter for public agencies, but That's what he's gone on record as saying. Now, maybe change his mind. I think our priority should be is getting ourselves into the loan securitization program and doing that right and tracking that, not dividing our resources. Now, I understand the reason for applying for hardship. I just have a different opinion than some on how we need to manage our resources. We have a small staff as it is, and we're talking about tonight even having a smaller staff with less experience.
So you're saying that legislatively the loan program...
Securitization, they call it.
Securitization program hasn't even began the process, correct?
They've begun the process. They've done that, but they've not completed a process. They haven't. There's no forms to file for this thing.
So are they going to need an audit? Because let's hope to hell they don't need an audit.
No, the loan program is backed by the full faith and credit of the state of California, not the individual participating agencies.
So because every time I've gone for a loan, I do have to have an income tax return filed that year. So I'm relatively confident we're going to need audits if we're going to participate in any programs that is perceived as a loan.
I'm not going to argue with that because I haven't seen and they haven't produced the application and participation documents.
So what I'm responding to is your question, is your statement that we would get this loan document program funds, which are our funds, which we're...
That's right.
Which we're going to pay interest on, taking a loan out on the... which is our funds. But that
no,
how will we get that quicker than the tax revenue?
The tax revenue is twice a month in...
But this hasn't even started through the legislative process yet.
Well, it'll be just like cash for clunkers. You'll have a whole lot of wrecked cars on your lot and nobody will pay you for them.
So, but I'm just saying, you're saying that by going by this loan program instead of, you know, declaring a state of poverty, which, you know, I don't know if you've drove through town lately, but there's a lot of unemployed people. And we do have the highest rates of unemployment in the county. But I, you know, I'm the one who introduced the economic disaster. So you're saying that it's a waste of time, and that's your opinion. So can you give me a timeline on when this so-called loan amortization program or whatever they're going to call it this week, what's the timeline on that?
That's up to the... legislature, and my understanding is something's supposed to be coming such that the applications and forms and other documents that need to be completed would be done in mid-November.
Don't worry, Mary. The people that are stealing your money will get right on it.
Well, you say that tongue-in-cheek, but it happens to be a true statement. I mean, true that they took our money. Yeah, it was... is a confiscation of our funds.
I just think that it's if you're going to take that road, then please know all the bumps and everything about that road, because this is public money, and so I understand that as interim GM you can only do so much, right? If we're going to choose a certain way and it's going to be different than what we've gone through before, please make sure we know all of it, because we are accountable.
I will keep the board advised.
I'm glad you see the humor in that.
I will keep the board advised. I take my direction from the board. I will do what the board directs. I'm just giving you my best view of the situation based on what I know today, talking to people that we pay to be in Sacramento to know these things. That's California Special Districts Association. That association has office in Sacramento. They've been in direct contact with legislators as well as the Director of Finance.
Never seen
personal conversations.
90 days. Never. I've seen a state of emergency. I've seen other things, but...
I will say this. How to draft a letter and what to say for a hardship is not known either. No, I've asked today. I says, is anyone that you know of doing that?
The city of Oakland does have an example up on their website for that.
I'll look at that.
Because
I've tried to find somebody so we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel.
And the city of Los Angeles has done it at every city council meeting for the last 10 years.
Well, maybe you could help me find the city of L.A. because that's a big website. Oakland, if they've applied for this hardship, I can find that myself.
Yeah, I'll be happy to help.
This would be a letter to the California Director of Finance.
Actually, I'll get you the whole protocol.
Because my understanding was there was no...
And it's a state of emergency.
Well, I understand the state of emergency. I'm talking about an appeal to the State Director of Finance to grant an exemption from the property tax revenue, or property tax shift, or theft, as Director Hill says.
No, we asked.
I might mention, too, one reason that the Director of Finance is feigned to do such a thing is that if he grants a hardship to one agency, that tax that is shift that's forgiven has to be spread among the other taxpaying agencies. So if the County of San Luis Obispo gets granted a hardship, the amount that will be taken away from Oceano and Templeton and Napomo and Cambria and San Miguel and Santa Margarita and the others is going to be a lot more than 8%. Because that's all got to be redistributed. That ship, they're going to take 8% from each county. So it's going to have to be redistributed back to all the other agencies. So if we ask for a hardship, what's not extracted from us is redistributed to the other agencies.
Well, then I have to apologize for the confusion because I had made a motion for a state of emergency, an economic state of emergency. So I don't know who made a motion for a hardship, but that's not what I was addressing with you. The city of Oakland has declared an economic state of emergency, and they did it many, many years ago. The city of Los Angeles did it for other policies. So as far as the tax dollars and what you're talking about, I apologize. I know nothing about that, and that must be another director.
No, I said we talked about it. And
because I don't know much about tax dollars. So somebody else did that. It wasn't me.
Okay, thank you.
Any is the staff under the impression it was me?
Well, I'm looking at the August, not to argue the point, Director Lucy, but I'm looking at the August 12th minutes, first page, item 4, last paragraph, which is right above item 5. Director Lucy stated that she would like for the IGM Walsh to apply for a financial hardship to protest the state taking 8% of the district's property taxes. That's what I checked into to find out if anyone had done that. What form might we use? Is it anyone know what might appeal to the Director of Finance to persuade him? What does he want to hear or not hear? And what I'm hearing back, he's disinclined to approve anybody's hardship unless they're already in a bankruptcy situation.
Okay, point.
He's
point well
why
taken.
Why don't they participate in the securitization program?
I didn't realize there was a process for hardship either.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I
okay.
I think we had something on that.
I wasn't aware of that. I apologize.
And the reason I brought it up was because it was in the minutes. Wanted to see where that had gone.
So, no, in that case, I would not be able to provide you with a hardship example.
Right.
I could provide you with an example of a state of emergency, an economic state of emergency, but not a hardship.
Well, we may need that. I just don't know what is going to be convincing to the Director of Finance. And
no, it's not.
The advice I got was, why don't you put more of your effort into getting this loan program? Because then you'll get all your money.
Thank you. 11, can you take us into that, please, Brian?
Yes, Madam President and Board. this point, we are going to go into adjourn to a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1 to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee. Position under consideration is the general manager. And to go into a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9B to meet with the agency's legal counsel concerning the pending litigation. The litigation at hand is the Santa Maria groundwater litigation in Santa Clara County, lead case number CV770214.
Thank you. I'll ask the public to leave so that we can go into our closed session.
Can we take a break?
5 minute break. Be a 5 minute break before that starts. From closed session, Ryan.
Madam President, members of the board, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1, the board met in closed session to consider the appointment or employment of a public employee. The position under consideration is the general manager. The board did give direction to administration and to members how to proceed. As far as the closed session meeting pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9B, to meet with legal counsel concerning pending litigation on what is known as the Santa Maria groundwater litigation, no action was taken.
Thank you. All right, we're on number 12, interim general manager items for discussion. Kevin?
I've received a draft water master plan from the Wallace Group, as well as a tech memo on the sewer master plan from Wallace Group. I've been trying to arrange a meeting with the Water and Sewer Committee to go over these the draft and the tech memo, and I haven't been able to do that. So as long as we're here tonight, I know the hour's late, we need to rush along, but may I suggest Thursday, September 3rd at 6 or 6:30 to the committee, which I believe is Vice President Hill and Director Lucy. I mean, I've said Gina send you a couple of emails on the thing. You don't have to answer it, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to prepare an agenda as if it was going to happen on Thursday, September 3rd at 6 o'clock. And
what day is that?
Thursday.
That should be okay.
And if it doesn't work, you can let me know. But I would.
Well,
I
think it's really important. I really do want to see those plans.
And I'm going to get them out to you this week. I'm going to get them.
Okay.
Isn't that
I wonder maybe the board could give me some direction. Do you want me to send this to the whole board or?
Mm-hmm. How
yes,
big is
please.
It? How thick is it?
Yes,
Mary, September 3rd. Is that a good date for you, the 3rd of the month?
First week of the month. Well,
you might want to.
They're just drafts. They're not final. And I know the water one at least.
Drafts.
Can
we read the drafts and then we can set the date for the meeting? That way we can actually talk about it.
All right. I'll distribute the drafts to the whole board. My hesitation is, you know, I'm trying to shortcut and speed up the process because we have so much else on our plate, as we discussed earlier tonight. Generally, I would take those drafts, I would rework them myself, and then send them back to Wallace Group and get them in better form. But I was trying to move this along quickly because we've been waiting. And I thought, well, at least the committee ought to review them. I hate to make them public documents because there's known errors and mistakes and omissions in the things. But I wanted to at least get the committee working on it. And it is a little outside of, say, normal protocol for these things, not have this staff send something to their board.
So send it confidential.
Can't.
Draft well, confidential.
Everyone should understand that it's a draft that has errors and corrections, and the draft is a work in process.
All right. We'll all understand that. Then we have a trust agreement.
And stamp on it, draft.
Should already be there?
Yeah. And then that way, Kevin, we can speak to it. And I think, doesn't that speed up the process a little bit?
Certainly. I just want to get it going.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the water and sewer rate studies, of course, follow on that. I don't have anything to report other than when we get into the committee meeting after having had these master plans, then the committee can maybe discuss a little bit further in more detail where the water and sewer rate studies are, and then report out to the board. The grant writer, Randall Funding and Development, I talked to him and I wanted to get that going and get on their, you know, process and their schedule. I did ask him about audits. They said, well, some of these grants require audits and surprisingly some don't. He said, usually it's not critical that you have your exact most recent year audit, because these people understand that might be in progress or take some time, and so you've got some float there. But we're not just 1 year out, we're twos. And when I explained to him where I thought we were in the audit process, he thought, well, you probably have that thing done by the time anybody in any sort of a grant process was asking you to deliver an audit to them. That was his view of it.
I agree.
So we'll have to see. The sewer rehabilitation project, we're still waiting for the county and the state to sign an agreement. And the hang-up is at the state. The federal government's done what they're supposed to do. The county's standing by, ready, willing, and able. And they've done a great job, as a matter of fact. I give them high marks, especially Tony Navarro. But the state has just not come through with what they need to make this happen. And it's the... It's those DRI funds that, because there was a presidentially declared disaster, did not go through the regular CDBG process, which would have been straight to the county, but were given to the state of California to distribute. I guess that's how the...
They're using the money for a while.
Presidential, yeah, maybe the state's borrowing the money for a while. So it's the State Department of Housing and Community Development. HCD is the acronym. And I think I have anything else to report. Someone wants to remind me something.
Any questions from the board? Any questions from the public? Brings us to board member items for discussion. Start with you, Pamela.
I have none.
Jim?
Nothing further.
I have nothing. Vern?
Nothing.
Mary?
No.
Okay. Consideration of the warrants.
Move approval of the warrants as presented.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
One, that's four yeses and one no, Mary being the no. Public comment?
Lynn Hill O'Shannon, I would just again like to thank our two board members that are fiscally responsible. And I hope the other three irresponsible board members can sleep very well. And in the next 2 weeks, figure out how much more you'll make us bleed.
Thank you very much. Is there any written communications after the packet was put together?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay. We stand adjourned at 10:18.